From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he returns to the theme of Food for Our Good, part of this series of studies in the Lord's Prayer. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, You Make the Trenches. The text is found in 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, Make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Three armies were perishing of thirst, and the Lord interposed. Although he sent neither cloud nor rain, yet he supplied an abundance of water. He is not dependent upon ordinary methods, but can surprise his people with novelties of wisdom and power. Thus are we made to see more of God than ordinary processes could have revealed. Although the Lord may not appear for us in the way we expect or desire or suppose, yet he will, in some way or other, provide for us. It is a great blessing for us to be raised above looking to secondary causes, so that we may gaze into the face of the great first cause. Have we this day grace enough to make trenches into which the divine blessing may flow? Alas, we too often fail in the exhibition of true and practical faith. Let us this day be on the outlook for answers to prayer. As the child who went to a meeting to pray for rain took an umbrella with her, so let us truly and practically expect the Lord to bless us. Let us make the valley full of ditches and expect to see them all filled.
Oh,
seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Dr. Cairns is seeking to encourage God's people in their prayer lives by studying the great model that Christ himself has given to his people, the brief but powerful words we know as the Lord's Prayer. Today's focus continues to be on the simple petition, Give us this day our daily bread. As Dr. Cairns has explained, the bread spoken of here is nothing mysterious, although some have sought to make it so. It is simply the food we need for bodily sustenance. Yet the teaching reaches far beyond mere bread. In making this request, we are made aware that we are mortals, children of a day. Hence, we ask for bread sufficient for a day. Further, the petition emphasizes a sensible and spiritual attitude toward our bodies. The Bible teaches that a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the believer is to take proper care of his body. Now to continue this message, Food for Our Good, here is Dr. Cairns.
The proper attitude of the body, or to the body, this is going to save you from two things, from vanity and from folly. When the world looks at the body, the world is mostly interested in the beauty of it, how to adorn it, how to make it look good. Beauty and appearance, a multi-billion dollar industry here in the United States alone. And of course that's because the body, to the worldly, person is nothing more than the vehicle of pride and of lust and their own desire. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't say a word here about the beauty of the body, but he does say something implicitly about the health and about the usefulness of the body. And his message is very clear. Now this will come home to roost. Be very careful here. It's very easy for me to say this. But this will come home to roost in my life and in yours if we live long enough. When you get old and you get tired, when pains rack the body, when disappointment has caught up with you and frustration has overrun you, yet the Lord's Prayer still stands, and the Lord Jesus is teaching us to pray this. And what he's telling us is that it's our duty to live today as well as we can live, and therefore to seek to sustain our bodies in the strength that we need to fulfill the purposes of our Father in heaven. We have just been praying, Father in heaven, hallow your name, bring in your kingdom, do your will, and do these things in me as you would do them in heaven. Do them in us, and then do them in the world as you would do them in heaven. Now, if we're praying that, then here are the means. Lord, glorify yourself as I live today. Advance your kingdom as I live today. Do your will in me as I live today. Sustain me in being and in strength. Give me what I need to be able to live. It's very easy at times just to give up hope and in natural weakness of body or depression of mind, simply to say, it's not worth it. As long as the Lord gives us being, it is worth it to live for Him. We must not judge the worth of our lives by some synthetic standard of the world. We judge it by the will of God. And if God is keeping us here, then He's keeping us here to glorify Him and to be a witness for the honor and the praise of His name. I was talking to her sister Millie about this, just in the hospital and again this week in the nursing home. Old people naturally wonder this, and there's no sin in wondering it. Why does God keep me here when so many young people die, younger people cut off? I'm good for nothing anymore. I can't do anything anymore. I can't serve anybody anymore. I can't be a blessing to anybody anymore. My life is useless. Why am I still here? Because God wants you here. That's why you're here. And why the Lord has you here. If everybody else in the world thinks that you have no purpose here, and everybody else in the world is a fool. God knows what He's doing. I have seen people who, to the human discernment, have not a purpose in the world that they could fulfill. And yet through them, God touched lives that otherwise would have not been touched. I remember when visiting in a hospital, coming to a woman who was 37 years old. 37 years old. You'd have to take that on faith, because there's not a person would ever have believed it. If I had been asked to give her age, I would have given her age at about 75 years old. I have never seen a more haggard face. I have never seen a body more racked with pain. And that woman lay for years in agony of body. When you went to her bed, you met with a Christian who knew the grace and power of God.
Why did God sustain her in that? I don't have all the answers to that. But I can say the Lord met people and touched people through her that he could never have met and touched through me or others like me. Our duty to live today as best we can live, and therefore to seek to sustain this body in a way that will glorify God and help to fulfill his purpose. Now that will keep you from folly, and it will, as I say, will keep you from vanity. So this goes to the heart of the modern obsession with the body and with food and with the things that we put into the body. When Jesus said, give us this day the bread that God gives that is necessary for our needs today, he is telling you on the one hand, you do not needlessly or carelessly destroy the body from any kind of abuse. You don't do that. Now I'm going to get into something that I'm just going to touch on. One of the great phenomena that you have in modern society and that you have to deal with is the phenomenon of self-starvation. Mostly young women, but not confined to them, starve themselves to death. There are various reasons for it, and I'm not either at liberty or with the desire to get into them this morning. But at the bottom of them all, there is a misperception about the body. There is a buying into what the world considers about the body. Now the Lord Jesus is saying, you must not buy into that worldly notion of appearance. You must remember, your body is an instrument to serve God, to glorify his name, to bring in his kingdom, to advance his cause, and to do his will. That is the greatest, in many ways you can say that is the only purpose of your body. That's why you have it. You're a Christian. See this. And the Lord Jesus is giving you an insight now into how to look at the needs of each day and how to live each day. You don't destroy that body with drugs and drink and wickedness that will work against the body. You don't destroy it with over-pampering it either. You don't destroy the body with carelessness or with worldliness. You don't destroy it by starving it to make it look like what you imagine beauty is. Let's understand this. If your pursuit of beauty so weakens your body and your mind that you cannot use both for the service of God, your pursuit of beauty is wicked and wrong. Jesus says, this is how you pray. Give us the food that will nourish our body today to make it the instrument for the service and the glory of our God. You look after it. And of course, therefore you control it. You feed it. You look after it. You control it. It must not control you. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:27, I keep my body under. I buffet it. I keep it fit. I keep it controlled. He wasn't talking about mere physical fitness. He was talking about keeping it under control, that the desires and the lusts of the body did not overwhelm the desires and the needs of the soul. It was to be an instrument of service. You see, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So pray this prayer. Your body is to be a sacrifice holy and acceptable unto God. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And you are to make your body a vehicle for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20 speaks of your soul and your body. And the apostle says, glorify God in these things, for they are His. He has given you them for this purpose. So Jesus says, pray, our Father which art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Stamp on my mind the sense of the mortality of the body, that I may live and be prepared to die. Because I want to tell you something. If you're living and you're not prepared to die, you're living the life of a fool. For die you will. But then, let me live with a spiritual and scriptural and sensible attitude to the needs of the body. Then the third thing he impresses upon us is a due sense of humility. Notice what he says. Give us daily bread. All we need for life. See what it's saying? I touched on this just a little last week. In the words of Thomas Boston, the great Scottish preacher of a bygone age, men depend on God's bounty for all the means and comfort of life, even down to the bread you eat. You're dependent on the Lord. Now the Lord Jesus chose these words for that very purpose, to make you see your dependence. We were reading this morning in Exodus chapter 16. Did you notice that the Lord taught the children of Israel this? You're going to get your bread when? Each day. You're not going to get next week's bread today to put in a larder or a refrigerator, even if they've had them. You get today's bread today. Why? Why did God do that? It wasn't that he couldn't keep it fresh, because when it came to the eve of the Sabbath, they got 2 days' worth so that they wouldn't be working on the Sabbath day. By the way, that's God's view of the Sabbath. It's still a holy day. It's not just a work day. But that's another subject. God could have kept it fresh for a week or a month. He could have done for them, after all, he was sending it miraculously every day. He could have done for them what he did for the widow. And so many years later, when one handful of meal kept her and her family and the prophet going for weeks, possibly months. He could have done that too. But he didn't. He said, come out and get it every day. Why? Well, the children of Israel, just like you and me, were sort of stupid and very slow to learn. They had big pride, great egos, and they got in their way. And if the Lord had simply given them all they needed in advance, it would not have been very long until, puffed up with pride, they would have thought, we have it made and we don't need God after all. The Lord kept them coming every day to teach them they depended on Him.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcma.org. That's www.fpcma.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.